You're listening to KRDO's Morning News, and we're going to the newsline right now. Our guest today is Cody Wigner, who's with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He's the Assistant Area Wildlife Manager for CPW. And Cody, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Cody, we had been talking to you before here on KRDO News Radio about the big plans that had been put into place and that there were a lot of preparations for. It was a plan to translocate some 24 bighorn sheep from the Rampart Range herd to an area near Victor. But something got in the way of those plans, and we reported on it this week, but we wanted to get the information from you, the expert in charge of this program. So tell us what happened.
Yeah, so like you said, it's lots of preparation going into this, but bottom line is they're wild animals and unpredictable. So really unsure what kind of happened. Could have been a number of things, just as far as behavior changes, could be weather. One big thing that we did notice was leading up to it, the day before, the days before the trap, saw some mountain lion tracks in the area. So obviously that's a predator, and bighorn sheep are one of their prey. So that could have put them on edge and changed behavior a little bit to make a move. It could have been the number of people up there kind of right before the trap. There's just a lot of unknowns, I guess, but bottom line is they're wild and they make their own schedule.
Right, because you had been trying to attract them to the area to get them used to the area so that you would be able to trap them. And this has worked in the past, right? You've done this before.
Yeah, we have done this before. That population, thankfully, does really well to where we're able to supplement these other herds or areas where sheep have died off from disease. Picked from there. So they've done very well. We've done this lots of times in the past. And for whatever reason, the 2 days we were up there trying to trap them, they didn't want to come into the bait and go under the net.
And so in terms of what you can do now, is there any plan to resurrect this trapping, translocating endeavor this year, or do you have to put it off?
Yeah, so it's going to be put off until next year. So about the same time frame in 2022, the funding and the money we have for it is available for 2 years because this is really expensive. And the reason we're not doing it now is that a lot of those ewes are bred, so they're pregnant, and we don't want to handle them this late in their pregnancy. So it is a fairly narrow window when we try to do this because we have their health is our top priority.
Right, and it is a major endeavor. You talk about you trap them, then you get them on trailers that are then trucked into the mountains. But then when it comes time to the final location, then you actually were telling us earlier that you helicopter them in to the area using two at a time sort of hammocks that you carry them up, right?
Yeah, just because the area they're going is such a remote area, and these sheep, especially the ewes, the females, have a very high fidelity to their release site, meaning they're going to stay almost, not exactly, but very, very close to where we're putting them. So that's why we are so careful where we place them in excellent habitat to give them the best life.
And why do you do this? What's the importance to the wildlife? Because why wouldn't you just let them proliferate where they are?
Yeah, the big thing is sheep are very susceptible to disease, whether that's from domestic livestock if they come in contact with them, and just disease in general that can spread throughout a herd. So we do have some die-offs from herds, and there's very few rams left in that Beaver Creek herd. So we're looking to supplement that with a lot more, with some ewes and maybe a couple young rams to help boost that population there and diversify it.
All right. Strengthen the genetics of the herd. All right. Cody Wigner, who's the Assistant Area Wildlife Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Thanks so much for joining us, for telling us more about, this setback. Like you said, they're wild animals. They don't obey any rules. So you got to kind of go with the flow, I guess, huh?
Yep, that's right. But we'll be out there again next year. Hopefully we'll get them that time.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us and explaining here on the KRDO's Morning News.
Yeah, thank you.